You're listening to SBS News.
The highly anticipated report by the New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Commission has found Crown Casinos has facilitated money laundering and other deep problems. The gaming arm of the $2.2 billion precinct built in Barangaroo on Sydney Harbour now hangs in the balance. The Commission's independent inquiry, headed by former Supreme Court Judge Patricia Bergin, found Crown Resorts is not suitable to hold a gaming licence for its flagship casino at Barangaroo. The Reverend Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform told the ABC it's bad news for the casino.
I think now they're in deep trouble going into the future, even if they meet Judge Bergin's conditions.
The almost 800-page report contains recommendations for a raft of changes if the company wants to open the doors to its gaming operation in the future. They include a major overhaul of the board and systems to prevent money laundering. The inquiry heard allegations that Crown had facilitated money laundering and was associated with junket operators with organised criminal links. Philip Crawford is chairman of the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority.
We're talking about potentially drugs, we're talking about child sexual exploitation, we're talking about people trafficking, and we're talking about financing of terrorism.
The New South Wales gaming regulator also recommended that no one holds a stake in a casino of more than 10% without approval. Julia Lee, Berman Invest's chief investment officer, says that would mean James Packer, who is Crown's majority shareholder, may need to sell off his shares.
It means some big changes are ahead, in particular looking at James Packer and possibly the need to sell down his stake from 37% down to 10%. We know that sellers drive down the price of shares, and when a large chunk of shares hits the market for sale, it's usually at a discount. We have the negative outlook for the share price.
Bracing for potential investor backlash, Crown Resorts, just hours before the report was due to be released, announced a two-day trading halt of its shares. Charles Livingstone, the head of the Gambling and Social Determinants Unit in the School of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Monash University, told the ABC the report showed there need to be some major changes in the way the gaming industry is policed in Australia.
I mean, the big lesson for me out of this is that gambling regulation in Australia needs a huge shake-up. As a commissioner herself suggested the establishment of a new independent casino commission, which would have sweeping powers, not just in Victoria. She suggested that the system of casino regulation and gambling regulation generally needed a shake-up in Australia.
And independent federal MP Andrew Wilkie says Crown's nationwide operation needs to be examined closely.
I take this opportunity to call on the Premier of Victoria and the Premier of Western Australia to immediately suspend Crown's licences in Melbourne and Perth.
For now, Crown's gaming rooms in Sydney will remain closed. Alan Lee, SBS News.